Salam, Pangolangaya Tejahem, Yatki Patam Hanbande, Sigrandi Dainam, Paramanandamadavam, Sri Chaitanya Swam. Hareyam Tatsa.
So you were hearing
His Holiness Radhanath Swami
I put myself after him because
I thought in case I get delayed I will buffer. But I forgot he's a difficult act to follow.
But I forgot that he's a difficult act to follow.
And then he embarrasses me right now.
And then he embarrassed me right in front of me.
But in this verse, we see that Krishna doesn't have to do anything.
We see that Krishna doesn't have to do anything.
He has his energies which are very healthy to do all his bidding.
We see that he has his energies who are happy to do all his bidding.
So they manifest the material world, spiritual world, and do all the things needed.
So they manifest the material world, the spiritual world, and do all the things that are needed.
What does he do? What does Lord Krishna do?
What does Lord Krishna do?
It says he likes to personally take care of his devotees.
It says that he likes to personally take care of his devotees.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
And you see how Srila Prabhupada was performing a very intimate service.
We see that how Srila Prabhupada was performing a very intimate service
in helping Lord Krishna take care of devotees.
in helping Lord Krishna take care of devotees. We see how Radhanath Swami is doing a very intimate service to Srila Prabhupada.
In taking care of devotees.
In taking care of devotees.
I had the mercy to join with Prabhupada.
To join with Prabhupada
in 1968.
And then
one day I heard a class on Prabhupada
about Prabhupada in 1967.
So that was before my time. So I thought, let's listen. I was amazed. That at that time, Srila Prabhupada suffered a stroke. And he was paralyzed from the neck down. But he told his secretary, I don't want to stay in the hospital. But the doctors wouldn't release him. So the secretary had to sneak him out the back door.
In a wheelchair.
And so they hid him in the basement of the 26th Second Avenue.
So they hid him in the basement of 26th Second Avenue.
Now you think, normally, if a person is paralyzed, neck down.
So if you think, normally, if a person is paralyzed, neck down,
not much he can do.
There's not much he can do.
And probably he would just lie there.
But not Prabhupada.
He was thinking, how to care for these devotees. How to instruct them. They have come to me. So, the men were bathing him with sponge.
Dressing him up.
And then he was talking. His head was working. He was preaching non-stop.
Although his body was paralyzed.
He was giving them look at the reaction, paralyzed and neck down. Still is telling them how to get proof in this material world.
You can imagine, he's paralyzed from top to bottom. Still he's telling them how to get free from this material world.
How much mercy Prabhupada had. And how much we are so indebted.
Sometimes he would tell people
to make them humble. I went to Prabhupada and I said, I am the most fallen. Prabhupada interrupted.
Prabhupada interrupted.
You're not the most anything.
You're not the most anything.
I'm still trying to get over that.
I'm still trying to get over.
I still remember that.
I still remember that.
But then I saw my, he was talking to my mother.
I saw how he was talking to my mother.
But he came all the way from America to India.
Who came all the way from America to India.
And he was explaining the philosophy to her in very simple terms.
He was explaining the philosophy to her in very simple terms.
We are the what did he say, son? We are the living force.
He said, we are the living force.
In the body.
In the body.
When that leaves, body is dead.
When that leaves, the body is dead.
Like this, explained to my Purvashra mother, so simply.
So like this, he explained to my Purvashra mother, so simply.
That even she could understand.
That even she could understand.
And then she sit down every day. She's giving a bouquet of flowers to Prabhupada.
So she would come every day and give a bouquet of flowers to Prabhupada.
Prabhupada blessed her.
Prabhupada blessed her.
Said she was a devotee.
And said that she was a devotee.
Then she started chanting.
Then she started chanting.
4 hours a day.
4 hours a day.
How very merciful Prabhupada.
How very merciful Prabhupada is.
So, that's a spiritual care.
That's spiritual care.
But then, I told this example, I stepped on a nail.
I told this example that I stepped on a nail.
Prabhupada wrote to me. I
don't know how he found out.
But he did.
But he did.
And he wrote to me.
And he wrote to me.
I heard you injured your foot.
I heard that you have injured your foot.
Your body is dedicated to Krishna service.
Your body is dedicated to Krishna service.
So you should take care of it.
So you should take care of it.
And like this.
So like this.
He wrote some encouraging words.
He wrote some encouraging words.
To get such an unsolicited, unexpected letter from Srila Prabhupada.
To get such an unsolicited, unexpected letter from Srila Prabhupada.
It's something I can imagine.
It's something you can imagine.
So wonderful.
So wonderful.
So Prabhupada, whether physical or whether spiritual, he was always trying to help.
So Prabhupada, whether it was physical or spiritual, he was always trying to help.
One thing that Radha Swami brought up.
One thing that Radhanath Swami brought up.
All the arrangements he made for the devotees who came from around the world.
All the arrangements that he made for devotees who came from around the world.
One year in the very beginning. He saw there were no brahmacharis at the class.
He saw that there were no brahmacharis at the class.
So he went over to the brahmachari ashram.
So he went over to the brahmachari ashram.
To see.
To see.
So they were all lying down.
He saw that they're all lying down.
Bengal Billy.
Bengal Billy.
And maybe they ate too much prasadam.
Maybe they ate too much prasadam.
But Prabhupada said, if they have enough appetite,
if they have enough appetite,
they can digest a stone.
They can digest a stone.
So then he started kirtan.
So then he started kirtans,
parikramas. You know,
the
devotees, when they start dancing, and going on parikrama,
going out on parikrama,
they got appetite.
Then they got their appetite. Then he would give a lecture.
He said, "You get a thousand times."
And you get a thousand times
more benefit here in the holy dham.
More benefit here in the holy dham.
So what is a thousand times zero?
So what is a thousand times zero? Zero.
So he was stressing that. The creation of the dham is to do as much seva as you get.
The purpose of visit to the dham is to do as much seva as you can get.
Because then you multiply that by thousand.
Then you can multiply that by thousand.
And you get a big quantity.
And then you get a big quantity.
I take home a sack of jewels.
You can take home a sack
of jewels.
Of jewels.
So somehow, Krishna likes to take care of his devotees.
So somehow Krishna likes to take care of his devotees.
And so every devotee is dear to Krishna.
Every devotee is dear to Krishna.
And we heard so many examples. Every devotee is dear to Srila Prabhupada.
We heard so many examples of how every devotee is dear to Srila Prabhupada.
So, every devotee should be treated with utmost respect and care.
So every devotee should be treated with utmost respect and care.
Well, we should also follow the least and minimum etiquettes.
We should also follow at least the minimum etiquettes.
Somehow here we have some questions down for the Prabhupada disciples and senior devotees.
So somehow here we have some seats for Prabhupada disciples and senior devotees.
But I don't see a similar setup for the ladies. There are many Prabhupada disciples. Ladies who are here.
That's our shortcoming.
I saw Malati Devi, others.
I saw Malati Devi.
We don't have a proper seat.
And others who don't have a proper seat.
Maybe they need chairs in old age, I don't know.
Maybe they need chairs due to their old age.
But anyway, we want that in Israel, we should try to take Krishna's inspiration. And he likes to care for his devotees.
In ISKCON, we should take inspiration from Krishna that if he likes to take care of his devotees, if he appreciates his devotees,
and even the devotees of his devotees, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote to Prabhupada.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote to Srila Prabhupada.
If you preach this message around the world,
that if you preach this message around the world,
it would be very good for you.
It would be very good for you.
And for those who help you.
And for those who help you.
Who would like to help Prabhupada?
Who would like to help Prabhupada?
Army.
That's an army.
So everyone, I see you're all healthy, I'm sure.
Actually, you're all helping him, I'm sure.
Through book distribution.
Through book distribution.
Through congregational preaching.
Through congregational preaching.
Through temple services.
Through temple services.
Through various activities.
Through various activities.
So everyone is very dear.
So everyone is very dear.
We have in the past treated devotees without care.
We have in the past devotees who didn't receive care.
We treated them without care.
We treated them without care.
And we want to change the way that devotees see each other.
We want to change the way that devotees see each other.
At least you should see that Sukha is all present in everyone's heart.
At least we can see that the Super Soul is present in everyone's heart.
Therefore, we're supposed to respect everyone.
Therefore, we are supposed to respect everyone.
But the devotees, they're special.
But the devotees, they're special.
Because they're serving the Lord.
Because they're serving the Lord.
That's a very rare thing.
That's a very rare thing.
Out of all the people in the world.
Out of all the people in the world.
How many chant Hare Krishna?
How many chant Hare Krishna?
How many serve the Lord?
How many serve the Lord?
Not many yet.
Not many yet.
So the devotees we get, we should be very, very careful.
So the devotees we get, we should be very, very careful.
And we should try to treat them with the utmost care.
And we should try to treat them with utmost care. A few days ago in the ILS,
His Holiness Radhanath Swami spoke.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami spoke.
How Prabhupada had declared war.
How Prabhupada had declared war.
And so, with the Kali Yuga or with the...
With Kali Yuga.
Material vision.
Or with material vision.
Illusion.
Illusion.
And so in this war, as in any war, some people get wounded.
So in this war, as in any war, some people get wounded.
And then they need some spiritual care.
And they may need some spiritual care.
Or they may need some physical care.
Or they may need some physical care.
Or emotional care.
Emotional care.
But we need some caregivers.
So we need some caregivers.
And apart from that, every devotee should try to be very careful.
Every devotee should try to be very careful.
In how they treat other devotees.
In how they treat other devotees.
Once Prabhupada said, in Vrindavan, that in the presence of my Gurudev, his disciples didn't fight. But after he left, they fought. But in my presence, you're fighting. What will happen after I leave?
Well, what will happen after I leave?
So he was very concerned.
With
the future.
About the future.
But somehow, we're cooperating together.
We are cooperating together.
And this is what Prabhupada had instructed us.
And this is what Prabhupada had instructed us.
But now, we're concerned what will happen in the future.
We are concerned what will happen in the future.
How will the movement stay together?
How will the movement stay together?
So, one of the threads that brings this cloth stay together.
So, one of the threads that brings us all to stay together
is the devotee care.
Is devotee care.
And that care, the one that is there, then the devotee is naturally like to stay.
So that care, the moment that is there, then the devotees naturally like to stay.
Otherwise, you find that care outside.
Otherwise, they'll try to find that care outside.
Where will you find it outside?
Where do you find that care outside?
People answer that smiling and making you think that they'll give care.
There are people who smile and make you feel that you're going to get some care.
But they're just exploiting you.
But they're just exploiting you.
Only the people, or only the devotees are actually selfless.
Only devotees are actually selfless.
And they can give care simply to please Krishna.
And they can give care simply to please Krishna.
Simply because they see you are very dear to Krishna.
Simply because they see that you are very dear to Krishna.
We should be very careful.
We should be very careful.
It says, if you commit an offense.
It says that if you commit an offense
to a senior Vaishnava.
To a senior Vaishnava.
That's a mata hati.
That's a mata hati.
Mad elephant.
Mad elephant.
But somewhere else it says.
Somewhere else it says.
That even a senior devotee.
Even a senior devotee.
If they offend a junior devotee.
If they offend a junior devotee.
They can be stopped in their spiritual progress.
They can be stopped in their spiritual progress.
A very, very serious thing.
It's a very, very serious thing.
We all want to get love of Godhead.
We all want to get love of Godhead.
Here, how many want to get love of Godhead? And then we have to treat each other very carefully.
So we have to treat each other very carefully.
And one way to do that is to give care to each other.
So one way to do that is to give care to each other.
So, since you all have your seminars, I should be careful.
Since you all have your seminars, I should be careful.
So, today is the devotee care day.
Today is the devotee care day.
But, in future years, probably we'll develop some more different ceremonies.
In the future years, maybe we'll develop some more different ceremonies.
I don't know what our chairman has in store for us.
I don't know what our chairman has in store.
I'd like to take this opportunity.
But I would like to take this opportunity
to offer a puja.
To offer a puja
to the dear ones of Lord Krishna.
To the dear ones of Lord Krishna.
But since Krishna is open, I have to offer him first.
But since Krishna is open, I have to offer to him first.
And then prasad to the dear ones.
Then prasad to the dear ones.
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Nama Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Sunyavari Asatade Satarine Grantua Srimad Bhagavatam ke jaya. Param Puja Jaya Pataka Swami Maharaj ke jaya. Param Puja Radhanath Swami Maharaj ke jaya. Srila Prabhupada ke jaya. Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
This is a good day.
This is a good day
to embrace each other.
To embrace each other.
To exchange gifts.
To exchange gifts.
And glorify the devotees each other.
And glorify the devotees each other.
Hare Krishna, Prabhus, Matajis and Maharajas. Today evening, we have a talk show on devotee care. Many, many seminars on devotee care. And also I am requesting all the seminar givers, before you start your seminar, please say a few words on devotee care and start the seminar. And the evening, from 7 to 8 p.m., in the Prasadam Hall, there will be a devotee care talk show by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami, Radhanath Swami, Niranjan Swami, and Kavichandra Swami. So I request all the devotees to be present there in the Prasadam Hall without fail. Hare Krishna. The topic is caring, not scaring. The topic is caring, not scaring. Hare Krishna. This is Namahata Prasadam Hall. Please go for the Prasadam and for the seminars. Hare Bo. What's your name? Nityananda Prabhu, a devotee here, lost his cell phone. Please leave it with the security. Hare Krishna, lost and found there. Care for the devotee by handing out the cell phone there. Hare Prabhu.
Got it.